And then fantasy for the week. I had a pretty massive victory over Mrs. Fantasy Genius.
I had tied for the highest point total in the league.
Yes, you beat me by 1 point. Because Jimmy Graham couldn't come up with his third touchdown of the game.
What a bum.
But it was another solid week for both of us, and another really slow week for waiver claims.
Yeah, I don't think there's many exciting players out there. I do have one waiver claim in, but it's kind of more of a situational thing than anyone I'm really terribly excited about.
To break it down by position, and let me know if you're interested in any of these players, out there are Brian Hoyer.
Well, I'm all for Brian Hoyer.
I'm interested in Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Sam Bradford, Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor's not out there in our league. I would be interested in him if he was, because he's
but
going
in
up
mo-
against
in
the,
most leagues, he should be
he's
generally
going up
available.
The number 32 pass defense in the league, I believe, next week. As he also was, Washington was ranked that previously. So despite the time he missed due to the concussion last week, I would definitely look at him. The other guy you didn't mention is someone who I played last week, who's Alex Smith, is out there in some leagues and has been a pretty solid play this year.
Yeah, of those quarterbacks, I'm not really particularly interested in any of them. So we had a conversation earlier this week about how kind of that second tier of quarterbacks really hasn't gotten off to a great start at all.
No, that's where both of our quarterbacks are, Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson.
And it's a situation where we can really give ourselves a pat on the back for being so good with having quarterbacks who are... it's not hard to give myself a pat on the back, fantasy-wise. But yeah, that second tier of quarterbacks, you did a little bit of breakdown. But Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, who else?
Well, Eli Manning's probably in the third tier, but he's another one who's been a terrible disappointment so far. Matt Ryan has been maybe a little bit higher, but he's been very good if you took him. And then Matt Stafford is the other one who's played very well.
Yeah, those folks have kind of emerged from there. Matt Stafford especially was somebody who I was interested in. But it's been kind of a difficult time if you're not in that top tier of quarterbacks. The top tier has been so exceedingly good, too, with Peyton Manning and Drew Brees scoring so many points through the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I'm not generally a believer in drafting quarterbacks in the first three rounds, but if there was a year to do it, it seems like this was probably it, especially with Manning on such a historic record-setting pace. I mean, the difference between Manning and Drew Brees under a traditional point every 25-yard league and 4 points for TD, he's 24 points ahead of Drew Brees, who's number two. That's the same as the differences between Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, who's ninth.
But it's also worth noting that you're fourth in the league in points, and I'm first in the league in points, and that neither of us have had a quarterback who's played especially well. I'm starting Russell Wilson, who's only had one above-average game all season. So maybe it's still not worth spending those early picks on quarterbacks when some of the teams who do have kind of the elite quarterbacks haven't scored as many points because they aren't investing early.
Well, it's the same fundamental theory, which is that you know, the difference, because the replacement level at quarterback is so high, the difference is never, like, Alex Smith is eighth in the league, and I was able to just claim him off waivers last week, no problem. So.
And I also asked you the question, would you trade your first pick, Marshawn Lynch, for my third pick, Jimmy Graham? And you said no.
No, I think that Jimmy Graham has obviously played terrifically so far, but I don't think that he's going to keep scoring two touchdowns a week the rest of the season.
Well, I think he is. But Jimmy Graham is the highest non-quarterback so far. He has 80 points, averaging 20 a week and 6 touchdowns through 4 games, which is pretty awesome.
It's really awesome.
So would you trade, here's another question, would you trade Jimmy Graham for one of those elite quarterbacks?
Probably only Manny or Breeze, I would say.
You wouldn't trade him for Manny and Breeze?
I would.
Or if you had Jimmy Graham, you would only trade him for Manning or Breeze.
Yes.
If you were one of their owners, would you make that trade on the other end, though?
Probably not.
I mean, the advantage that Jimmy Graham gives you right now, obviously, is not going to keep this up, but the advantage he gives you is pretty massive. It goes Jimmy Graham, who scored 80 points, Jordan Cameron, who scored 64, and then Julius Thomas way down at 46. I mean, Jimmy Graham has almost double the amount of points as the third best tight end.
Well, in a related question, is there anyone who you would say right now, in general, is someone that you should sell high on because they're not going to maintain their current level of play?
Somebody that I should sell high on or that I would be interested in selling high on?
I have a thought looking at the quarterbacks here.
And that's Philip Rivers?
Well, Philip Rivers, yes, although I don't think you're as likely, but Michael Vick. just because of the chance of injury.
Yeah, I think Vic is a good sell high option. What about not at quarterback, though?
You know, there's not been as dramatic outliers. I don't think, you know, the running backs who have played well, Peterson, Charles, McCoy, those are guys you expect.
The one at running back who stands out to me is Reggie Bush, also because of just the threat of injury. And also, you know, the threat of Joik Bell playing well, too.
And I don't think there's anyone else that's a really obvious example. Jimmy Graham might be a sell-high candidate just because, I mean, he's so far off the charts.
Shut your mouth. Jimmy Graham is going to score 2 touchdowns every game for the rest of the season.
Which, by the way, hammers home how amazing Jordan Cameron has played.
It really does. I was kind of shocked by that.
Yeah. He's as far ahead of anyone else as Jimmy Graham is ahead of him.
And then also at running back, looking at those waiver possibilities, you've got Rashad Jennings from the Raiders. Darren McFadden is injured, so Jennings is going to be getting a lot of carries, but he's on the Raiders. You've got Tashard Choice with the potential of Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller being injured, Danny Woodhead, Andre Ellington, Roy Helu Jr.
I would say that if you're in position that you need one of those players, you're probably in trouble.
You're probably on four right now. I actually think that...
one and three.
I think Andre Ellington is an interesting player long-term. I think that Rashard Mendenhall is basically done as the Cardinals' running back. He's somebody who could emerge as a 20-carry back by week six. So Andre Ellington is probably the one that interests me the most. Rashad Jennings and Tashard Choice, no interest in whatsoever. Then at wide receiver, we've got Nate Washington, who had a bit of a breakout game last week and a breakout couple weeks. And then also Justin Blackman from the Jaguars, who's coming back from injury. And Marlon Brown, young wide receiver for the Ravens, who's had a pretty solid start to the season.
Marlon Brown, I think, is banged up. Otherwise, he's kind of intriguing. He's got a thigh injury. He's questionable for this week. Julian Edelman's someone who's out there in our league and out there in, it looks like, more than a third of leagues. And, you know, he's not a huge upside guy because he doesn't get many touchdowns, but he's a pretty consistent, reliable play if you feel you need to put someone in the lineup this week.
And not interested at all in Justin Blackman coming off the injury?
He's still playing for the Jaguars. Unless they traded him with Eugene Monroe.
And then at tight end, we have Kobe Fleener, tight end for the Indianapolis Colts, had a touchdown last week. And I think looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to be, I think, more and more a part of that offense. He's got great rapport with Andrew Luck. You know, Pep Hamilton knows how to use him. And like we already talked about, Allen is out of the lineup, so he's going to be on the field basically every play going forward.
Awesome. Any other thoughts on fantasy?
Well, we should mention, as usual, the Vic Ballard-Jermaine Kearse update.
Oh, yes. As always, we close with the Jermaine Kearse-Vic Ballard update. What's that at right now?
And it's still at 11-6. It was so very, very close to being like 20-6 because Jermaine Kearse caught a pass in the end zone that we all thought was a touchdown. And let's say a questionable offensive pass interference call.
Jermaine Kearse was this close to blowing that competition open.
He really would have done it. But Jermaine Kearse played a lot of snaps on. He was only targeted one time officially, which was at Russell Wilson desperation interception. But at some point, it'll be interesting to see what that comes. You know, he's a very good run blocker, so he's staying on the field so much. But that play-action option is there, too.
Awesome.